Chapter 8. Back to Zenda. The next day, Sapt, Fritz and I left Strausau to go to Thalenheim House. This fine, modern house belonged to Fritz's uncle and was near the castle of Zenda. We had 10 brave young men with us. Sapt had told them that a friend of the king's was a prisoner in the castle of Zenda, and that the king needed their help. Michael, of course, knew of my arrival. But I was sure he did not understand why I had come. He would think that my plan was to kill him and the king, and marry the princess myself. So I had not been in the house an hour when he sent 3 of the 6 to me. These were not the 3 men who had tried to kill me. This time he sent the 3 Ruritanians, Lauengram, Krafstein, and young Rupert of Hensau. "Duke Michael is very sorry that he can't welcome you himself," explained Rupert of Hensau. "But sadly, he's ill at the moment. I hope that my dear brother will soon be better," I replied with a smile. Rupert threw back his head, shook his black hair, and laughed. He was a good-looking young man. People said he had broken many hearts already. "Oh, I'm sure he will," he answered. That evening, instead of having dinner at the house, Fritz and I went to the little hotel in the town of Zenda where I had stayed before. "Ask for a room where we can dine alone," I said to Fritz. "And ask the pretty girl to bring our food." I covered my face, and the girl came and put the wine down on the table. When she turned to go, she looked at me, and I let her see my face. "The king!" she cried. "You were the king! Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. The things that we said!"
"Forget that now," I answered. "You can help me. Bring our dinner, but tell no one that the king is here."
She came back in a few minutes, looking very serious. "How's your friend Johann?" I began. She looked surprised.
"Oh, we don't see him very often now," she answered. "He's very busy at the castle."
"But you could get Johann to meet you tomorrow night, couldn't you? At 10 o'clock, perhaps? On the road out of Zenda?"
"Yes, sir." "You're not going to hurt him?"
"Not if he does what I say. Go now, and say nothing about this." After dinner, we left to go back to Thalenheim House. We had almost reached it when we saw Sapt running to meet us.
"Have you seen them?" he cried.
"Who?" I asked.
"Duke Michael's men. Don't go out unless you have 6 men or more with you," he said. "You know Bernenstein, one of your men?"
"Of course," I answered. "A good, strong man, about as tall as me."
"Well, they tried to kill him. He's upstairs now with a bullet in his arm. He was walking in the woods, and he saw 3 men. Suddenly, they started shooting at him, so he began to run. He was lucky. They were afraid to come too near the house, so he escaped. But it was you they wanted to kill."
"Sapt," I said, "I promise I'll do one thing for Ruritania before I leave it."
"What's that?" asked Sapt.
"I'll kill every one of the 6. Ruritania will be a better place without them.